welcome to another episode of Ghoul Girls. I'm your host with the ghost, but not anymore because I saged the fuck out of my house. I'm your host, Brittany. This is my co-host sub, the lovely and beautiful and new to the spooky, Kelly.
I'm Kelly. I am her co-host. I am not her sub.
Yes, okay. We're going to that class next week, if you guys recall. Kelly here is new to the paranormal, the spooky, the ghost. I'm here to kind of show her around the depths of the dungeon in this episode 16, Introduction to the Grave. Are you excited, Kelly? How excited are you?
I'm super, super excited. I'm not new to the spooky. I taught you how to sage your house.
She did
teach me. But I don't watch horror movies.
So she doesn't know much. That was nothing. Ignore that, guys. It was a ghost. She's new to the horror movies. I do remember you telling me you don't actually watch any scary movies until recently. She thought that the Paranormal Activity was going to be scary. How was that?
It was not scary. It wasn't.
So now we know the limits that she can have.
That's it. That's my low tolerance level, I guess. I wasn't scared by that. I loved It, though. That was fantastic, and I cannot wait for It Chapter 2.
Okay, that shit looks really good. Did you see the cast that they had?
Yes, I think it is exemplary. It's fantastic. I love that James McAvoy guy.
Oh god, he's so hot. Mm-hmm. He always looks like he just got beat up, though. Yes. Or is that just me?
Maybe we like it that way.
I always think a nice bloodied man is just the way to go.
I know, in my opinion. He's not American.
What is he?
I don't know. European, British-ish, from the Isle.
Are you sure he's not Australian?
I'm not sure, but I know he's not from here.
Fair enough, but it does look really good. I got actually scared of the trailer.
Yes. Okay, I don't like to watch trailers because I don't like spoilers for movies. I don't want to watch that movie where I was like, oh, all the good parts were in the trailer. If I didn't watch the trailer, I'd be like, well, all the good parts were in the movie.
I heard that Chris Pratt was going to be in it playing like the big heavy guy, but I guess not anymore, right?
Oh, that's sad. I really enjoy Chris Pratt, too.
I don't like Chris Pratt. I think he's a douche.
Oh, but he's a good-looking douche.
He cheated on his wife, Anna Faris. She is my idol. I fucking love her.
Anna Faris is my favorite. Mom is my favorite TV show. And her podcast is my second favorite, second only to Ghoul Girls.
Oh, see that? Guys, Ghoul Girls, number one, of course. Nice. Anyways, so I guess we're starting off. If we're going to start you off with some scary movies, if you guys have any scary movies you think that we're not going to cover, please let us know in the comments. Send us a nice little Instagram DM. We love those. And I will tell Kelly to get right on that.
What have I seen? I saw The Shining a long time ago.
That movie was creepy. Is hella scary.
It was creepy. I didn't think it was scary. I like Stephen King. Like, I've read a lot of Stephen King books, but I haven't seen a whole lot of the movies.
Have you seen The Silver Bullet?
No,
that was actually really good. That one, have you seen Salem's Lot? That's my favorite Stephen King book.
No.
What?
Apparently I just don't watch a lot of television.
What's the other one? Is it Dante's Peak?
Dante's Peak is about a volcano, and that was scary because I watched that when I was younger and I thought volcanoes were going to be a much bigger deal than they are.
I used to think that about the movie Tornado. I always thought that I was going to live in Southern California and be hit by a goddamn tornado.
Yep. Yeah, no, I was really scared of that.
And then they got saved by putting a belt on a pipe.
Yeah. I mean, if we get hit by a tornado, that's going to help. That's not going to help us. If there's an earthquake, we will die.
I'm not excited. So in case you guys, we've been gone for a long time. Cool Girls had been taking a very extended hiatus. I apologize. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to have Jessica back. Unfortunately,
I'm not Jessica.
She's not Jessica. Jessica is here. She's just not here.
She's still alive.
She's still alive.
We didn't kill her.
We didn't kill her. I checked under the floorboard. She's still making noise, so.
That's fine. I fed her yesterday.
She fed her yesterday. So she's still there. You know, we're just trying to. She needs a little extra time
motivation.
To
get motivation.
Anyways, so we're finally back, and we're pretty much here on this episode to kind of introduce Kelly into some very spooky stuff. I'm hoping to find a scary movie that will literally make her not want to watch scary movies anymore, because it's like an addiction. Like, you get into it.
Yeah, I need to be scared.
I can literally sit there for like 6 hours and watch scary movies over and over and over again. I'm that type of person.
I'm hard to scare. Like, I've seen some scary things in real life, so it's really hard to top that.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot what your job was.
I know.
She's a mortician. I'm just kidding, guys. We are joking. Kelly actually has some scary incidents that she works in her job. So should we start off with the scary movies first, or do you want to tell us your spooky tales first?
Let's do the scary movies first. Okay. Hit me with it. These are my recommendations. We're going to hit her with the scary movie. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Okay, I have a few top ones for me personally. There's a difference for me between scary and scary fucked up. You know, there's some scary movies out there that are like people scary movies that like, I can't believe someone made this movie. It's so hard to watch. Or are you looking for movies that are just like ghosts, monsters, ghouls, goblins kind of stuff?
You know, I don't like, okay, I won't watch the Saw movies because that's disgusting. Like, that's like my limit. Do not like those. But I don't like, when I see monster movies, I'm like, I'm not afraid of that monster. I could take that monster. I saw The Shape of Water. I could have taken that monster.
That's not a scary movie. She fucks a fish man. First off.
Were we watching the same movie? Because I thought that was kind of scary.
Really?
She fucked the fish man.
I mean, you know, I guess because I'm a free lover. I think love should be diverse. If there's a fish monster that has a humanoid body, I mean, and he likes me. Not a lot of people like me, Kelly, okay?
Oh, I like you.
Do you?
I do.
Guys. Anyways, okay, back to the subject at hand. I definitely really, really enjoyed Hereditary. I think that's one of my favorite scary movies. It was so well done. It's like a, I don't even want to give you any spoilers, but pretty much it's about mom, dad, two children, demons, monsters. No, okay, not monsters, strike that. Demons, some kind of pagan witchcraft. It's really fucking good.
All right.
Like, probably one of the best scary movies I've ever seen in my life. Super creepy, very, very, gives you that eerie feeling. And I read the actor of the son. He actually developed, like, they said he had PTSD from the movie.
Oh, you got PTSD from the movie? Yes, I have PTSD from my job, so I think I can identify with this kid.
He said that he would have a lot of panic attacks after he finished filming and stuff because it was such a heavy film. It was really good though. 100%, 10 out of 10 for that cast. It was really good acting. It had the creepiness. The music was just like, and then I can't like listen to people like clucking their mouth like that shit scares the shit out of me now because of that fucking movie. Another scary one is I know it's like so cliche, but I get really freaked out by The Exorcist. I have a really big fear of demons possessing me. Just saying.
I don't. This is a one tight body. Nobody else is gonna fit in here. It's just me.
I love her. I'm just saying, I played with the Ouija board. I don't think I got possessed. You guys have listened to my podcast about back in the day when I would play the Ouija board and it, you know, it did not work out good for me. I did get a demon boyfriend, which I miss him terribly because he doesn't visit me anymore. You know, he's leaving the kids out there. Just kidding.
He straight up abandoned you.
He straight up abandoned me.
That's why we had to sage your house.
I should just a Ouija on the board, single and ready to mingle with demon boys only.
OuijaMingle.com.
I love that.
That's ours. That website is ours now.
Can we TM that?
Yes.
Trademark that? Okay.
Right now.
Why don't we make, we should make a paranormal dating site.
Yes.
We can hook up single hotties with
the ghouls and ghosts that they always bodies. Wanted to meet. Yes.
Okay, maybe not dead bodies.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe that could be a subcategory.
Okay, there we go.
That's fine.
Necromancy. You know what? I think that would actually be a good, like, not let's say not like ghosts and stuff, but if we could make like a dating site for people who enjoy paranormal stuff, like your first date could be going to a haunted abandoned building.
Yes. Like, that sounds fantastic.
Every cliche serial killer movie.
Do you want to make out in the back of my car where a man with a hook may come and drag it along the side of our vehicle?
We could be the hook man.
We could.
We should do interactive dates of murders and serial killers. And
excellent. It's good to see how your significant other reacts under stress.
Oh my God.
You want to know.
We should do this. We're doing this, guys. Yeah. Follow us at Ghoul Girls here for a limited time scary dating experience.
I
like it a lot. Anyways, back to scary movies that we're totally getting off the subject for, because if you know anything about Ghoul Girls, we never stay on one subject at a time. We're like a little omnibus of a bunch of different things flying in the air like flying saucers. I really like The Fourth Kind. That was also a scary one. Did you watch that?
I haven't watched that. I do like alien movies. I'm sorry. I'm going to go off topic again. Are you going to the Area 51 run?
Okay, first off, I don't run. That's what I go to the gym for.
Hey, they can't catch us all.
Okay, first off, I'm not going to Naruto run. I will watch it. I will be streaming it live on Facebook Live. I will not be the one running. I do not do that. I do not want to get shot.
I think you're a wimp.
Are you going to go?
No.
But... Okay. Hello.
I'm really excited to see. I'm going to be out of the country for 2 weeks, but I come back right before, and I'm setting Michael. I'm ready. I'm so excited to watch it. I think
we should all just live stream it. We should, like, me, you, Jazz, everyone. We'll just set up in our living rooms, and we'll just watch it together like a big show. I can make some Pop-Tarts. I don't know. What do you think?
I like it. It
sounds and we can have, like, a little Ghoul Girls live stream and see who gets taken out first.
Exactly. I like it.
There aren't even aliens at Area 51.
Well, I mean, not alive aliens.
I don't even think they're... I don't even believe in Area 51.
Well, it's there.
Okay, I don't believe that it... I don't believe that there's spacecrafts or anything in there. It's too commercialized. Everyone knows about it.
Maybe that's why it's such a good secret, because everyone knows about it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's logic right there.
That, you know, that's pretty logical. If I was going to hide a dead body, I would hide it in a cemetery.
Exactly. You know, a lot of weird stuff happened in Nevada. Our grandmother used to watch them set off those nuclear bombs.
Our grandma did say that.
She did.
I do remember this.
That is a legit fact. And if they were willing to set off nuclear bombs in the Nevada desert, I can see holding aliens hostage. I don't think our government's above that.
Do you really think that they would hold aliens hostage?
I don't think they would ask them if they wanted to stay.
I think the aliens would just kill them.
That's, you know, that's taking one stance. You can think that aliens are a superior race, but we went to the moon, like, 50 years ago with less technology than was in our cell phones right now.
So have maybe... we been back to the moon?
Well,
the moon landing was fake. There you go. Bada bing, bada bang, moon landing was fake. If we have all this technology, why haven't we been back to the moon?
Maybe they found something on the moon and they're like, oh, not going back there, thanks.
I seriously doubt that.
You don't know?
But you don't know either. I'm telling you, the moon landing was fake. We were just fighting for, you know, fucking... who can go to the moon first? Have we been to Mars? I don't think so.
I had to think about that because my favorite movie is The Martian. It's fantastic. The book is even better.
Isn't it supposed to be like a comedy, right?
Yeah, suspenseful. It's kind of funny. It's an excellent movie. But... you know, I've read it a couple times and I've seen the movie and I was like, no, we've been to Mars. No, we have not.
Oh man, I can only to name like two planets anyway, so it's fine. The moon and Mars, those are my two planets I can name. Oh wait, and Earth, three. And the sun, but we've never been there.
Oh.
Mars, the sun, the moon, Earth. That's four planets, guys.
The moon's not a planet.
What? I thought anything that was circular and in space was a planet.
No, the moon's a moon. Like Pluto, it's not a planet anymore.
Pluto is a planet.
It's a moon.
Wait, what was Pluto? It's was that the smaller one?
That was the little one. You might not be old enough to remember, but Pluto used to be considered a planet. I'm old enough. I am not a
scientist, guys.
You just play one on TV.
I just play one. Wait, what? I'm not a scientist. I don't know my science-y things, okay? I'm not Bill Nye, the science guy. And you're just trying to distract me from finding scary movies for you to watch because you're scared.
I am. Super scared. Shaking over here in my boots.
Anyways, so we've already established Exorcist. Really scary. Watch it. That one's pretty creepy. Very old, but creepy. I really liked Hereditary. Very, very good. You said you've already seen Get Out?
Yes, right. I loved Get Out. That was really good.
Did you watch Us?
I have not. Okay, I haven't because my sister refuses to let me rent it because she thinks it looks too scary. I think it looks fantastic.
It's actually not that scary. It's really good, though. It's really good.
It's got M'Baku in it, and I enjoyed him in Black Panther.
Yeah, it's a really, 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 really good movie. I personally liked it. It was more eerie than it was scary. There wasn't a lot of jump scares, but it was still pretty good. Another movie that I thought was really, really, like, it kind of freaked me out was, let me see. I know it sounds so, like, totally cliche, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of shit for it, but I really, really liked, like, Grave Encounters. Okay. So this movie is like one of those handheld ones, like filmed on it. It's about like a paranormal group that go to this abandoned asylum, you know, to make a movie about their, you know, they're documenting their paranormal experiences. And it's so corny, but it is so scary and so funny. And I love it so much. And it's like one of my favorite like B-rated horror films. I love it so much. Grave Encounters. Check it out, guys. It's super, 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 super good. I promise you.
All right. Grave Encounters. I can do that.
It's kind of like, I like the Blair Witch as well. Like, one of the things that freaked me out are probably like the lost film type of movies. Like, I really like Grave Encounters. I really like the Blair Witch Project. But the first one, none of the ones after that. And I'm also really excited. They're actually making a Blair Witch video game. Ooh. Which looks fucking scary. It has a dog in it. And if that dog dies, I'm going to be so fucking pissed. I will be so upset. Have you ever seen I Am Legend?
Okay, yes. And I like that, but I really like zombie movies. I don't find them scary, but I enjoy them.
Oh,
like,
yes.
She World loves War zombies. Z. Okay, that book was fantastic. The movie was a little bit of a letdown, but Brad Pitt was okay. But I like zombie stories.
She loves her some good zombies. I almost forgot about that. I fucking hate zombies. I don't do nothing with zombies. I Am Legend. I cried because of the fucking dog. I was so upset.
I never get that upset about the animals. Yeah, I love animals, but I would be more upset about Will Smith. But what? Let's talk about the real important thing. There's going to be a Zombieland 2.
Okay. I saw the first one. It was really good. It was. It's actually one of my favorite like comedy scary movies. I like that, and I liked Shaun of the Dead.
I love Shaun of the Dead. That was adorable. Really good.
It was so adorable. Yeah. Back to, like, scary movies, though. Well, Zombieland 2. They look exactly the same, except for the little girl.
Yeah.
They all look like they have not aged, except for the little girl. Well, that's it.
You know, once you're old enough to get Botox, why not get it?
I'm old, but I cannot get Botox. I'm too poor. Oh, that's although okay. I keep seeing like a Groupon for it, and I'm just like, huh.
Your wrinkles are adorable.
I have crow's feet. Oh, but that's just because I stress myself out too much. Anyways, some other scary movies. I can't. Now that you're putting me on the spot. Oh, ooh. So I really like Netflix scary movies. Do you have Netflix, Kelly?
I do. I have my own Netflix account. What? I'm not stealing it from anyone. That's the mark of adulthood right there.
I would never get my own Netflix account because my mom pays for my Netflix. And shout out to mom for all of her 12 kids being on her Netflix account and me never having problems watching a show ever because, I don't know, I just never had a problem with people watching it at the same time as me. Different people. Anyways, so what I really like on Netflix, there was a couple good ones. I really like Malevolent. Mm-hmm. That was also a really good one on Netflix. They also had this one called You're Next, which I think you would like because it's a female. Ooh. Who her husband hasn't seen his family in like a bunch of years, so she finally goes to go visit them. Turns out that someone tries to kill the whole family, and she's from Australia, and her dad is a survivalist, and he taught her everything that she knows. So she starts killing the bad guys, and that for me is probably the best kind of revenge for me. Like, how dare you? How dare you?
I like that. I like strong female leads.
Also, there's another movie that I've been wanting to see. It just, it's coming out, I think, this week. It's called Hide and Seek. Oh. Or Ready or Not. Pretty much, it's like a freaking a movie about this family that's trying to probably about the same kind of like basis where they're like trying to kill guys. You don't hear those dogs. Pretend like you don't hear them. There's nothing in the background. It's just vicious hellhounds or something. Anyways, yeah. So that one was really, 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 really good. You said you liked The Shining, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear that they are making a Shining Part 2? Dr. Sleep?
Ooh.
You haven't heard about that?
No.
It has Ewan McGregor in it.
Oh, I love Ewan
McGregor. He plays the little boy from The Shining.
Ooh. Okay.
It's really good. I read Dr. Sleep. I thought that was a really, really good book. I really liked it. It was really cool to, like, see him grow up. And then, like, I read The Shining book a while ago, probably about 4 years ago I read The Shining book. And it's completely different from the movie. I could see why Stephen King was so upset with how it turned out, and I know he did not like The Shining, But I really adore the movie, and it also confirms that the moon landing is fake. Did you read that conspiracy? Kelly.
I haven't read that conspiracy, but I'm familiar with it.
Okay, the moon landing is fake. The Shining told me, and I know this. It's true. Anyway, so...
Are you a big fan of Stephen King books?
I love Stephen King books, yes.
I read a ton of Stephen King books when I was a teenager. I really enjoy them.
Really? I read the car one when I was in, like, middle school. I read Dante's Peak? No, it was Dante's something. Was it Dante's Peak? What am I saying? Or was it the Salem? I think it was the Salem. The one about vampires.
Salem's Lot.
I read Salem's Lot when I was in...
Volcanoes. Salem's Lot.
Vampires. Okay. I read Salem's Lot when I was in freaking middle school. I also read, I never read it. I have not read it yet. But I read, he wrote a bunch of short novels that I would read because I would read everything when I was in, like, middle school. I was a weirdo. Everyone used to call me a nerd. I used to spend my lunch hours in the fucking library because I was a loser. But I don't care because now I have a podcast and I talk about scary stuff.
Some of us spent our lunch hours in the library because we were fantastic and popular.
Hello. But anyways, I used to read all kinds of scary stuff. Speaking of scary stories, if you guys have not seen Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, that movie is so fucking good.
I thought that was a TV series. It's not just a movie?
Right. No, wait, you're right.
Okay.
What I meant to say is... No, it's... Yeah, it's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. It's the movie series.
Series of movies.
It's one movie. Based off the books. I'm not tripping.
Is it like a 32-hour long movie that's told in multiple segments?
Okay. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is... That creepy book that we all read as children. You don't remember reading that book where the fucking the pictures are, like, really creepy?
We're of different generations. I was a Goosebumps generation.
It's same thing as Goosebumps. It came around the same time. Guys, ignore the keyboards. I'm going to show her this. It's this book series. This series.
Oh, no.
You've never heard of this.
Oh, you know, that looked too scary for me as a child. I wasn't going to pick that thing up.
It was so good. It was such a good book series.
Those are creepy, weird pictures.
Pictures, yeah. They're really creepy pictures, but you know what? I fucking love that series. It was such a good series. Anyways, they made a movie out of them. Huh. If you want to see a scary movie, that is a very good scary movie.
Right. Is this on Netflix? Or
no, it actually came out in the movie theaters, Kelly.
That's frightening. I have to pay $12 to watch a movie. That's what really scares me.
You know, they have that thing now where you can pay $20 a month and it's free movies.
Oh, they don't have that anymore because I used to have that.
I used to have it too, yes. But they came back out with it again.
Came back out?
Yeah, we used to have it for
Movie Pass.
Movie Pass. We had the same thing. Yeah. Or me and Max did, but then, you know, things happen and we don't have it anymore. And I don't have it. And you don't have it. And
exactly.
They redid a Cinemark one, if you guys have Cinemark out.
Oh, there's a Cinemark right next to our house.
There you go. I think I'm pretty sure it's Cinemark.
I like our Cinemark.
Or it's Edwards? Are those the same thing?
No, they're different.
Oh.
Well.
It is pretty scary having to pay $12 for a ticket to see a movie that only lasts like an hour and 30 minutes.
But if you're going to see a movie, I would recommend Hobbs and Shaw. It's not scary, but it is over 2 hours, and it was fantastic.
I don't get how movies can be over 2 hours.
I know, and you know, I get fidgety at about 1 hour 45. I usually can't take it anymore, but this one, I could have watched 2 more hours.
It's really?
Quite entertaining.
That good? Okay, maybe I'll probably have to check it out. You know me, it's really hard for me to watch movies that aren't scary and don't have blood and gore.
Oh, it had a little bit of blood in it. Oh. There wasn't a lot of blood. There was a little bit of fighting.
Oh, I do like me a good bloody man movie.
Yeah.
Those are always my favorite. Speaking of scary movies, me and Max watched this movie the other day called... Murder Party, and it's like from 2007, and it's probably the most stupidest scary movie I've ever seen in my life.
What was it about?
It was pretty much about this guy on Halloween. He gets invited to a murder party. He's the only one that shows up, and there's like 5 other people there that are artists, and they were paid. They weren't paid, but like whoever kills him the best and films it gets like a grant of $3,000 from this guy who's like some kind of like bisexual mobster, where he like bangs everyone. It was really weird.
Okay, so you're talking about this. I had up on my notes a list of scary movies that has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Murder Party. Are
Murder
you serious?
Party. Yes.
Okay, it was a very bad movie. It was not good.
It's on Netflix, so I guess I gotta put it on my list.
Yeah, I mean, it was it was really weird. It was just a dumb movie. It was so stupid. At one point, this girl does a bunch of drugs, and then she trips and falls into a piece of metal, and she dies. No. So that was the one way that she got murdered. It was so stupid. But anyways, that was one of the ones I saw recently.
I've seen Final Destination. You know, I don't like that because it's just people dying.
It's just and people dying.
That's not suspenseful. I know most of you are going to die.
And it's like, it makes me feel queasy about shit in everyday life. I don't have a garbage disposal, but if I did and I ever dropped anything down there, you best believe it's never coming out. I don't care. I'm not sticking my hand down there. And then it makes me nervous when I'm driving on the goddamn road and fucking shit is fucking flying at people. I'm not a good driver. I don't dodge things good. I'm not, like, I don't have good hand-eye coordination. If you've ever seen me throw a frisbee, just know that I've hit myself with the frisbee. I'm not good at it. So fucking people throwing shit, like logs and stuff, no. And then, like, there was this one that I saw where, like, this bridge is falling and then they're trying to maneuver to the other side of the bridge. No. I would just fall. I would be like, well, I guess I'm dead. Bye, everyone. Make sure someone take care of my dog. I'm not about to be doing fucking athletics to get to the other side. Fuck that. Sorry.
It's all right. I tell myself lots of stories in my head. Like, in my head, when I have to go to the gym and I have to work out, I am preparing for one of these scenarios so that I can dodge and weave.
Okay.
I'm going to be prepared.
I go to the gym. This is why I go to the gym. I go to the gym so that I can eat an obscene amount of, like, fucking Thai food and be perfectly okay and nice looking. Because, I mean, I'm not bad looking. I'm pretty cute, guys. But I'm just saying, like, I go to the gym to be able to enjoy the things in life that I like to do. I like to drink sour beers. So I go to the gym so I can drink that sour beer and work it off at the gym and sweat and be all sweaty and do push-ups and squat so my booty looks like Beyonce's and shit.
This body can't get much hotter, so I go to the gym just to up my reflexes for the impending zombie apocalypse.
Oh my god. I can't do zombie apocalypse. I cannot do that.
I don't really want to. If it comes to the apocalypse, I don't want to survive it. I don't want to be one of those people. Like, when they drop the bomb on Los Angeles, I'm just gonna take my radiation and say goodbye to my pets. Because I'm not gonna... I'm not gonna try to survive. I'm not gonna do that. I don't want to live without electricity or Wi-Fi. I don't want to watch all my friends and loved ones die. No, I'm just gonna be like, all right, see y'all later.
That's exactly how I'm gonna be. And I live in Los Angeles, so I'm gonna die. Yeah. Like,
you're gonna get the initial inferno.
Exactly.
I live far enough away that the cloud's gonna take a while to reach me.
Yeah, that's true. But you could probably drive.
Drive right towards it. The freeways will be empty.
Okay, but then another thing is, like, I have a fear is, like, if there is, like, a natural disaster, like a giant earthquake, I know I live in Los Angeles, nothing will... I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll be bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I'm sure we'll survive it. But my whole thing is, I don't want looters. I'm not good with people looting. Stop. What are you doing? Someone already stole my radio from my car 2 times, so...
They looted you personally.
Oh, personally, so I feel hard. I feel like I have, like, a target on my... They're gonna be like, oh... It's the apocalypse. Let's all go raid Britney's house. She always has really good Pop-Tarts in her fucking cabinets.
They're going to take all your Pop dolls right here.
Oh, aww. God. I hate Funko Pops, but I have so many of them.
No, see, in the apocalypse, I work in emergency services. I've seen the California emergency plan, and let me tell you what's really scary. We don't have enough pop-up mortuaries. Pop-up mortuary is not a great word to say, but wow. We don't have enough temporary mortuaries or coroner facilities to handle all of the dead bodies that we'll be handling. That's gross. It's going to get real nasty real quick.
I cannot believe you just... Yeah. Well, good thing we have a lot of stray dogs and homeless people that can
ew.
Eat them.
Tacos.
Look, I just came back from Mexico, and let me tell you, everyone's like, they eat dogs over there. I don't give a shit. Those tacos were fucking delicious.
If those are dog tacos, then put them on the Del Taco menu, because I love Mexico tacos. I love Mexico.
And Sinaloa was great. Anyways, so now you got me thinking about all these, like, okay.
Exactly. Real life is scary enough. Why do I gotta watch these movies? When I check the mail, that's what scares me. You want a horror story? Exactly.
Look at my credit score.
Yeah, do you have student loans? Well, let me tell you.
That is so true. But you know what? Okay. Anyways, we're like jumping off and diverting from our scary stories. I'm really trying to find something that would really scare you, but I definitely think Hereditary is my top choice for you. Hereditary, you have not seen The Exorcist, watch it. It's really, really good. Malevolent on Netflix, Your Next on Netflix. Those are my top ones that I really like that are like thriller horror movies. I mean, The Conjuring series, yeah. Those are good. Same thing with like the Insidious movies were okay. I like the first Insidious better than any of them. But then it gets weird because they're like, astral projection. I fucking hate that stuff. Like, why you always gotta ruin a good movie by making it weird? We don't want weird. We just want scary.
Yeah. I get it. All right. There was one movie we watched. I don't know the name of it, but I know it's a very famous movie because it was on during the Halloween time. I watch a lot of movies at work, but without the sound because I have to watch the closed captioning. But there was like a demon or something, like a hole under the kid's bed or in a... that you open a door and it was in their house. It was like from the 80s. And then
Poltergeist?
Oh, probably, because at the end, like, the house explodes and everybody runs. Okay, so I watched that. It wasn't scary. It was interesting, though.
That one's old, but it's good. It was very interesting. I like the Poltergeist. The maze was pretty scary at Horror Nights. It scared me.
Ooh, I love those mazes.
Freddy versus Jason, or Freddy Krueger movies.
Okay,
Jason
I movies. Like those movies. And I've seen the most recent one. I've seen, I think, most of the Jason.
Did you see the
one.
New Michael Myers movie? That one's actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I like those. I saw the one where he was a kid recently. I don't know if that's the most recent one. But
no, the Michael Myers recent one was the one where he came back from being arrested and then tried to kill his old sister.
Oh, well, I missed that one, but I think I
that one was really good. It was really good. I really liked it.
Those. I'm not against slasher movies.
Oh, so speaking of slasher stuff, I didn't tell you this, but I like to read weird fan... Like, I follow this Reddit forum
called... Talking about Slash.
I know, right? So, I follow this weird Reddit forum where it's, like, the weirdest fan fiction that you could read. And so, I read some weird fan fiction on there because I like to read. So, the first one that I read was, You Are Yourself. You're the reader. And you have a relationship with Pennywise the Clown.
Ooh, no. I'm not here for those Pennywise ships. That clown is weird.
It was very interesting. I read the whole thing. He ended up knocking her up and she got pregnant and he tried to eat the baby. But he was like, me love you. Me no eat baby. It was so weird. But I read it. I would definitely give it a 4 out of 100. It was that bad. But the title of the Reddit forum is really bad fan fiction. Another one that I read was really awful, very cringy, was a Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees, and I was like, what the fuck am I reading? But you know what, it took place when they were in high school, and I was just like, this is so weird. But you know what, I read that shit, and let me tell you right now, I would give that one a 6 out of 10. It was really well written.
You know what, it was like they have a lot in common movie.
They do. I feel like they're kindred spirits.
Yeah, maybe if they had found each other, they'd have been less slashy.
Or they could be slashy to each other.
Ooh, exactly. Not so slashy or throaty.
Oh, what you God. Want. Oh, we're disgusting.
We are not. Fan fiction is fantastic. Fan fiction, they received this, AO3 got some literary award. The Hugo Award, I believe.
Oh, shit, really?
Yes. It's a big deal as an avid fan fiction reader. I'm proud. I'm not a writer, but I'm a reader.
You read the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anyways, guys, I think we covered some pretty good scary stories, scary movies for you to check out. Ooh,
you know which one I did like?
Which one?
Dragging Me to Hell.
That was so stupid.
That was the one with the weird mannequin creatures, right?
Drag Me to Hell?
Isn't it?
Isn't that the one with the old lady and a goat?
One of them was also a video game.
Silent Hill.
Oh, okay, that's
Girl,
the one.
Girl, you mean Silent Hill. Silent Hill is really good. That's a good movie.
Creepy mannequins?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, that was a good one. Yeah. I will give you that one.
I think there's a second one. Yeah.
Not movie, though.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's a second Silent Hill movie. There's a second game and stuff. There's a lot of games, actually.
Oh, but Silent Hill 2. Is this a movie? I don't know. It's a game.
I told you. I know my sheet. You know. Anyways, so now that we've covered scary movie topics, hopefully you do check these out. Guys, also, if you know any good scary movies that Kelly should listen to, watch scary movies, let us know. I will spam her with them and she will watch them and then she will come in and review them for us. Because if you've ever wanted to hear something funny, it's Kelly reviewing stuff. Yes. It's my favorite.
I have lots of opinions.
She's a very opinionated young lady.
I am.
She's very cute. So cute, any of you young men or women lady that have money out there.
Mm-hmm. Take me out to a movie. Hit me up. I'm here.
Anyways. So our next thing is, Kelly, why don't you tell us something that she's been wanting to share with you all. I've been trying to have Kelly come on this podcast because she works in a very interesting field of work, and I'm very proud of her, and I have a lot of respect for the stuff that she does. And that in itself, it's like its own horror fucking job. I could never do something like that because it's, I'm sure you get a lot of scary, horrible things that you have to deal with. But go ahead and take it away. Tell me a little bit about what it is that you were going to share with our lovely, scary viewers.
That's why it's hard to scare me, because I'm a 911 dispatcher. So I've heard a lot of stuff happen. But you know what my favorite one is?
What?
This is not scary for my job, but I meet a lot of people. And I talk to a lot of people. So I talk to this cop who tells me, I try to do these pedestrian checks, and when you're walking down the street and this cop comes up to you, even though you're minding your own business and he wants to talk to you, I don't approve, but he tells me, I call out these stops all the time and I cancel them. And I said, yes, I know. Why do you do that? It's so annoying. And he goes, because they're not alive. And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? So he says he, as a person, sees dead people. And sometimes when he sees them, because it's so normal for him, he doesn't realize it right away. And he thinks maybe that's suspicious. And then he's like, oh, damn, sorry.
So he's like the kid from The Sixth Sense, but older.
Yes.
Holy shit.
And okay, so I understand that you don't believe in like mediums and talking to dead people, but I 100,000% believe it. And so I was like, oh, I'm sorry. That's got to be rough. I've met a lot of people who are mediums and see and talk to dead people, and they do regular jobs. Golf cart mechanic, police officer, all kinds of things.
Okay, so here's my question. If they see dead people and they're police officers, how come they're not out there solving crimes?
Okay, so I can't give identifying details, but I can tell you that I once worked a missing child that turned into a missing child, killed child, a homicide. Guess who gave us the tip of where to find that child's body?
Who?
A psychic.
Are you sure it was a psychic and not a psychic murderer?
Yes. Because I can't tell you who killed him, but we know who killed him. And it was not the psychic.
How do you know?
I can't tell you. It was on Dr. Phil.
Oh, it was on Dr. Phil.
Well, I mean, I handled the case, but then it went to Dr. Phil. I can't give you details because this is not associated with my workplace. I am not doing this associating myself with my workplace.
Oh, true, true, true.
It's just me as a person.
Okay, so you just have like a bunch of like psychics calling and telling you where a bunch of dead people are?
So people call in stuff all the time. And a lot of people are like, oh, they're just crazy. They never really heard it. Oh, you know what? I don't think that all these people who call in are crazy. Like sometimes we call and hear people who are like, I hear steps outside my room. And they are convinced. And you can really tell when someone's calling you if they're like making it up or if they're really scared. When you're really scared as a person, you can hear it in their voice. And some people are terrified and they're saying they hear all these noises. And then we get there, there's nothing in their house. Their doors and windows are all closed and locked. And I'm like, maybe. It's haunted. Sorry. Our parents, who are related, lived in a haunted house when they were younger.
That's true, they did,
that
right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I haven't really heard all the stories. My mom has never actually, like,
told me anything about it. Of all the terrifying things your mother tells you, she hasn't told you about the haunted house she lived in?
I mean, maybe she mentioned it, but I don't
know. Oh my God. So they lived in Oregon in a peach orchard. I remember because my mother does not like... No, I'm sorry. A pear orchard, because she hates pears now. And their house was haunted. And they would... The ghost or spirit or poltergeist, I don't know what's haunting it, would like pull out the drawers in the kitchen and slam the doors. Weird. Weird.
Okay. For me, like, that sounds so creepy, and I'm not... I love living in haunted houses. We lived in one in Linwood.
I was gonna say, yeah, you guys had your own ghost.
My mom has never really... I mean, she mentioned it, but not really, like, detailed stories and stuff like that.
It's just so normal to your mom. She's like, yeah, whatever. Haunted. Big deal.
What?
Yeah.
My mom has lived and lied to me all this time.
But your mom's hardcore. She raised, like, 19 children. She is not scared of anything.
Speaking of 19 children, oh my God. Anyways, like, I think that, like, I feel like as a dispatcher, you would get a lot of creepy calls. And it's not even just, like, scary ghost calls. I'm pretty sure you get a lot of, like, people scary calls too, right? I don't know how.
Yes.
I would feel like I would be more haunted by that kind of stuff than anything else.
Yeah, well, you know, I have PTSD. I take delightful medication and talk to my therapist about it now. So I'm a lot better at living with it. But yeah, I've heard some shit. Like, I've heard some things. I talked to a guy who had just killed his wife.
Oh, Jesus.
I talked to him for 13 minutes till the cops got there. What do you say to someone who just killed your wife? Hey, so, read any good books lately? Oh, you, that's a rough conversation to have. Small talk does not cut it.
Jesus.
That's weird.
Right. That's like so much, like.
See, but when I come home to watch horror movies, that's what I like. I don't like to watch The Saw. I don't like movies where just bad things happen to people. Like, I like scary.
Good like movies. It. Where, like, yes. Lie triumphs over evil, right?
Oh, you know, the good guys don't always have to win. It just doesn't have to be abject, nasty horror. Ew, gross.
I mean, I don't have anything against gory movies. I prefer not non-gory scary movies. Because to me, I'm just like, ugh. I think that that whole story you were telling me about the cop that sees dead people, that is something I would like to learn about. Like, imagine a cop on the job, sees dead people. Like, I feel like that would be, like, in itself, its own pretty good, like, spooky movie. Oh, my God.
Maybe his beat partner's a dead guy. This is an excellent movie.
And the
movie.
Whole time
TM, trademarked right here.
The whole time
hit us up
he
if you're
he had a
screenwriter.
Partner, but in reality, everyone's like, he likes to work alone.
Oh, yes. That's fantastic.
And then he meets a beautiful, sexy dispatcher that
ooh,
head over heels
hello.
For.
She looks just like a white Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Oh, my God. That would be freaking great. Like, look at us. We came up with a dating paranormal website. Now we're coming up with a TV show.
This is a brand now. Oh, yes.
We are a brand. Branded Ghoul Girls and Kelly.
And you are here from the beginning, listeners.
Yeah. You guys heard it here. Ghoul Girls. Worldwide. Yep. Enterprise. I mean, anyways. I mean, that's so interesting. I don't really get a lot of spooky stuff. I work for an airport.
I would be more creeped out if you did, because at my work, people always call you a terrible thing, so that's no problem. That's but true. You don't handle that. So if you were like, yeah, the office doors just kept opening and closing yesterday,
yeah,
it sucked.
I don't really have scary stuff here. Like, to be honest, I haven't really had that much spooky stuff happen to me in my life. It's been pretty bland. I did go to Mexico, to Ensenada, and we went to this devil house, which is in Ensenada, there's like a giant house that's full of like gargoyles, and it has a giant fucking huge ass, I don't know, it's a lot of scary stuff, like you wouldn't even believe. But apparently the guy who owns the house, he built everything himself. Like, he built it, had his contractors and stuff. He built it because he said he's an artist and he wants to like reflect himself. I heard a lot of people from Ensenada actually want him to tear the house down. Mexico is a very religious country, you know, it's a really Catholic and stuff. They don't really approve of that kind of devil worship and stuff. But he's not actually a devil worshiper. He's Christian. He built a house next door that's this like white marble house, and he owns both of them. He's a really nice guy. I saw a documentary about him.
He made a nice white marble house and then a fuck my neighbor's house, because that's fantastic. That's hardcore. Do you know there's a gargoyle house in Venice Beach?
What?
There is.
Is it the black one?
It's not really black. It's got stuff around it. It's the El Bordello Alexandra. It was built in 1906 on the Venice Beach Boardwalk.
I did not know that. I've never been here before.
It's fantastic. There is a 12-foot tall centaur there.
A centaur?
A centaur, yeah. It's a very interesting house. I saw it a long time ago. I highly recommend. Take a walk down to Venice Beach. Stop over and see the bordello.
I was thinking about like how far that is from my house. I'm like, traffic.
Traffic. It'll take 9.5 hours
God.
To get there. It's
very
close.
God. Okay. Well, I mean, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us with your job? Anything else you want to spook us out?
No, you know, okay, so we did have this one call fairly recently. So there's this big house. I mean, it's not like a mansion big, but I work in a very nice city area, so there are a lot of fancy houses around. It's like a 4-bedroom, big windows. It would be very nice if it were not haunted. But the alarm keeps going off inside. We would go out to that house probably 4 or 5 times a night. There's nothing there. You can see into the house. It's all windows. There's nothing moving inside. The power is off to the house. Nothing should be setting off the motion alarms. In fact, because the power's off, I don't even know if those alarms should be going off. Everybody who goes out there tells us that it's haunted. We won't send one cop at a time to go because they're afraid. Because they're
cops. They need a buddy system?
They're not stupid. It's haunted. We don't give them silver bullets. No. What are they going to do? I mean, they don't have any salt in their shotguns. Crazy. Oh, well, as far as creepy things go, we had this one call with a guy who his mother had been deceased in his house for a long time before he reported it. I don't mind, personally. It was a nice house. I looked it up on Zillow, and I would like to purchase it. I think it would be a good deal.
I would buy that house and live in it. I don't care if someone died in it. It's probably cheaper, right?
Exactly. They're going to rip up the floors and everything.
Yeah. Okay, I always have this weird thing about... Did you hear the story about the guy who was cleaning out his mother's fucking freezer after she died? There was a dead baby in there.
Oh, that's rough.
Did you hear about it? It was like, they said the baby was like, he was 36, and I think the baby was 37 years old, and the baby died, miscarriage, and she put it inside her fridge in a, like, brown box or whatever, and he would ask his mom, hey, what's this? And she said it was a wedding cake topper. Oh, oh. And then, so after she passed away, and, okay, first off, this guy was a little douchey, because he was going through his mother's deceased fridge, throwing stuff away, and looking, and when he saw the box, he was like, oh, it's this box. I bet she has money in here. So this little guy, or probably older guy.
Maybe he was just having a snack attack and wanted the cake.
Right?
I've been there.
He pulls it out and there's a dead fucking baby in there. And he called the police or whatever. And like, it was different times, okay? You cannot judge this woman for it. It was different times. But anyways, they like interviewed him and they talked to him. And this motherfucker on his fucking Facebook page has a link, and guess where that link leads to?
Oh.
A GoFundMe account for his mother's funeral. And I'm just like, who would want to donate to this guy's mother's funeral after she had a dead baby inside her fucking
Maybe
freezer?
He should have a bake sale.
That's so bad. Oh my God. But that was one of the stories this month that I found that was very gross.
You want to talk gross dead baby stories?
Let's go.
All right. So my grandmother, not our shared grandmother, she would tell weird stories. She told us about when she was younger and she lived in an orphanage. And she's in her late 90s now. But she would live in an orphanage. She was living in an orphanage, she says. And when the kids would die during the winter and it was too cold outside to bury them in the ground, they would wrap them in newspaper and keep them in the basement where they kept the preserved food. And then she said that if you misbehaved, they would lock you in the basement with the bodies. A little bit weird.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you right now. She told us those stories for a long time, and then we found out just recently that my grandmother was not an orphan.
What?
So, either she had a very strange upbringing, or she lied. But she was a good, creepy storyteller.
That was a good dead baby story.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Yes, as a small child, it kept us in line.
I'm definitely going to start telling my kids, yeah, if you don't fucking listen to me, I'm going to lock you in with all the other dead babies. Like, they didn't quite make it. God, then they're going to tell everyone at school that I'm a dead baby hoarder. I'm like, no, I don't have all these dead babies at my house, which is a joke.
Well, you tell the cops to come back with a warrant.
You know, I'm great that I have you here for legal advice.
Yeah, don't ever take legal advice from me. I am not a lawyer.
Aside from that, I mean, there hasn't really... I mean, we did have the Area 51.
Yeah.
The dead baby in the freezer. We have that Jeffrey Epstein thing going on. Conspiracy.
You know, that's not a conspiracy. He was murdered.
I agree with you 100%, guys. You don't understand. I've listened to so many podcasts. I've read so much shit about this guy. I mean, he's the most scummiest guy in the world, but that motherfucker was smart.
Yeah, no, he was smart and rich, and that's disgusting. It's a terrible combination. He just got away with everything.
I'm totally glad that we can agree that this was not a...
No, he didn't just kill himself. Why would he kill himself? He had billions of dollars, and last time he went to prison, that worked out real well for him.
It did. If you guys don't know who Jeffrey Epstein? Epstein?
Jeffrey Pedophile Epstein?
Oh. Yeah, pretty much he's a huge-ass pedophile, worked with a lot of rich and famous people, politicians and shit, was like his best friend. He had a private jet, which is lingo for kid fucker, in my opinion. But he died recently from an apparent suicide, right?
While he was in jail.
On suicide watch?
Yeah. That doesn't jive, in my opinion.
You know, he was supposed to be with a cellmate. Was there a cellmate, Kelly?
No, there was no cellmate.
What were those two officers that were supposed to be watching him? What were they doing?
I'm making air quotes with my fingers here. Sleeping.
Oh, okay. But he somehow managed to hang himself, right? It was strangulation.
Yes, and one of the most notorious current criminals in jail. That would be like El Chapo hanging himself. That would not happen.
No. Jail
cells are not known for their privacy.
She knows. She works.
I thought you were going to tell them about all the times that I've been in prison. I do.
We're not trying to get you arrested again, Kelly. But anyways, yeah, to me, it was just one of my favorite conspiracies going on right now. I'm just kind of like, I cannot believe this.
But in good news, apparently they're pushing forward with the investigation, so we're still going to know about his co-conspirators, because that would be terrible if that died with him, because whoever killed him, or had him killed, or whatever, yeah, that's what they want. And no bad treating the ladies anymore. We're done with that.
We're done. No more bad treating ladies.
Time for the ladies to bad treat people. Thank you very much.
Kelly, can we share what you're taking your class on?
No. More information to follow.
I think you were hinting at bad people, so I was like, whoosh.
Brittany's trying to take me out of the closet, but that's not okay.
I guess. I'm sorry. I won't shame. Anyways, but that Jeffrey Epstein is one of my favorite conspiracy theories right now. And also, I've been getting into, a lot of, Pizzagate. I don't really believe in that, but I totally am into Elsagate right now. Do you know what Elsagate is?
No, I don't.
Okay, so pretty much it's YouTube for kids. You know how we have YouTube and they have the YouTube for kids section? Mm-hmm. Pretty much a bunch of people are, like, putting a lot of videos on there that are supposedly marked for children that are not marked for children to desensitize the young children that are watching videos on YouTube. Because let me tell you how many times I see kids in the goddamn tablet watching fucking YouTube videos and they're watching shit they should not be freaking watching.
Okay, so my friend has a not quite 2-year-old child who will take her phone, open the Disney app, and then scroll through to find which show she wants to watch. The child can't talk, but she can operate the thing. Listen, it took me a long time to learn how to use my iPhone, and I'm an adult. It's too much. The children are going to take over with their iPads. Well, and now they're desensitized.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you watch videos, like, they said they were marking, like, videos of, like, feckin', it'll be, like, Elsa, and she'll be getting, like, killed, or they'll do, like, sexual things so the kid's more comfortable with looking at sexual images or people getting murdered and stuff like that. So, like, you come and you talk to your kid, you know, like a kid gets abducted or something, they're okay with people touching them and shit, which I'm not okay with, but that's just something, a conspiracy that I've been recently reading up on, and it scared the shit out of me. My kids are not getting phones, tablets, or nothing until they're like at least 16.
They're gonna stay in their cages in the basement like good kids.
Exactly. We keep our kids in basements here, guys. Exactly. What's wrong with you?
Down there where Auntie Jessica can watch them.
Well, Kelly, you know, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you learned some scary stuff.
Oh, so much.
Hopefully we're gonna get back on a regular schedule. Kelly's probably gonna be joining us for future Ghoul Girls episodes.
Hey.
So hopefully you guys can stick around. Please feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
And our Patreon.
Oh yeah, our Patreon. I almost forgot about that one.
Hey, if you are as regular a subscriber to Patreon as I am, you might get to co-host too.
Yes, this is her gift for being our first ever Patreon subscriber. She co-hosts with me.
Yes.
Beautiful, lovely. She overshadows me. She's just a big shining ray of darkness.
She's saying I'm fat.
Never. Anyways, guys, please follow us on at Ghoul Girls here. Please, if you guys could leave us a review on iTunes, if we really appreciate it, it really helps us out.
Oh, please leave us a positive review on iTunes. If you have bad comments, keep them to yourself.
Thank you, guys. Well, that's all that we have for today. Stay spooky, guys.
Bye.